بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
In this program, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a part of a speech delivered by Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the veterans from the Sacred Defense and the Resistance Field. This meeting was held in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniya on September 20, 2023, inaugurating Sacred Defense Week. What I would like to say is that the event of the Sacred Defense is a prominent, important period in our country's history. It was widely talked about that the US was the main instigator behind Saddam's war on Iran. Then, during the war, the most critical form of assistance, which was assistance in intelligence, was provided by the US. At that time, it was not like today. All these facilities did not exist at that time. But aerial maps were readily available to the Americans. They would easily map the positions and arrangements of our forces and continuously put these at their, that is, the Iraqi forces' disposal, one after another. It is obvious that the Americans provided this kind of support to Saddam. They provided Saddam with tactics of warfare. And there were the Europeans and their support. The French provided the most advanced aerial equipment to Iraq, including Mirage fighters, super aircraft, and exocet missiles. These were the most advanced equipment in the world at that time, and they provided these to Saddam.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The Germans provided Saddam with the opportunity to procure chemical weapons, which caused all this tragedy in Iran and even in Iraq itself, in the city of Halabja and their places. Such crimes were committed by the very countries that make so many claims today. The Eastern Bloc, the former Soviet Union, and countries in Eastern Europe gave Iraq whatever it needed in terms of ground and aerial equipment. They provided whatever it needed. Missiles were costly at that time, so they decided to provide it with artillery that could reach Tehran. In other words, they equipped Saddam's artillery systems to a degree that he could target Tehran at a low cost and cause disruptions. They did whatever they could to assist him. The Arabs in our region, the Arab countries, provided him with unlimited amounts of money. All the things that he imported and bought from the European countries were bought with the money given to him by our Arab friends. They gave him both money and transportation routes.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.